At least 45 people were killed and some 300 injured yesterday when an earthquake struck central Turkey. Thousands spent last night outside in freezing cold. About 150 buildings were damaged or destroyed in the quake, which had a magnitude of 6. And Pierre's Ivan Watson reports from the central Turkish town of Sultandao.
One day after the earthquake, the first funerals have already begun. In Sultandao, a prayer of mourning is chanted from the local mosque, even as a shopkeeper works to repair his damaged storefront. The earthquake hit this area just after 9 in the morning yesterday. Residents described one massive jolt that lasted for just seconds, but it was so powerful it shook the ground in Istanbul, some 200 miles away. Soon after, Turkey's Prime Minister, Bülent Ecevit, made an appearance on national television asking people to stay out of their quake-damaged homes. Residents in the affected area didn't need to be warned. At 2 o'clock in the morning today, a tea house in the neighboring town of Çay was packed. Dozens of families huddled around tables here, some drinking tea, some watching news bulletins on the television, many just sitting and sleeping upright in their chairs. Tulin Kiper teaches English at a local school. She says the families gathered here because they were too scared to go home to their houses.
We are afraid of the earthquake. The houses are unsafe. There is no safety. We are afraid of it.
In Sultandao, Çay, and neighboring communities, locals spent the night in cars, in wooden wagons, and under hastily constructed tents. In a makeshift shelter made from a plastic tarp, a 22-year-old mother named Asma Turka sits with her neighbors around a propane lantern. Turka cradles her 9-month-old son Oğuz close to her body. The boy is tightly wrapped in heavy blankets because even within the tent it's freezing. The ground is covered with snow and ice. Our village has been destroyed, Turka says. We don't know who will help us, and we have nowhere else to go. I don't know how we can survive the winter like this. Shortly after the earthquake, the Turkish government announced that tents would be distributed to the population. But many of the people had yet to see this assistance. This morning, more than 50 men stood in the cold in the Sultandao town square. A man named Hussein Edran says he'd been waiting for hours to receive a tent from the government. I'm worried for the kids, he says. Last night, the women and children from 6 neighborhood families spent the night in 3 cars. The men spent the night outside, of course. Nearby, another family sits on a street corner next to a burning campfire. The fuel, wooden beams scavenged from the rubble of a neighboring house. 3 people were killed when the house collapsed, and just a few yards away, in the courtyard of another dangerously sagging building, a family prepares the body of a loved one for a funeral. This community's been traumatized, but the experience could have been much worse. In 1999, in western Turkey, 2 massive quakes hit urban centers and left some 18,000 people dead. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sultandao, Turkey.